Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio, the podcast that's all about disease prevention using natural health alternatives. If you're searching for natural solutions to staying fit and healthy, you've tuned into the right place. Your hosts are David and Stephanie Tippy, two naturopaths with the advice and recommendations you need to steer clear of the modern medical mess created by Big Pharma. Today, more than ever, health is wealth, and on Aging Younger Radio, you'll get the tools and info you need to be the wealthiest person in town. So if having younger skin, a healthier heart, a stronger immune system, and more are what you desire, stick around. And now give a warm welcome to David and Stephanie.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio. This is Stephanie Tippy. David and I, we broadcast live every Wednesday here in our clinic in Lauderhill, Florida. You can visit us online at agingyounger.net. And you could also call us at 954-742-4430. We have an exciting announcement I'd like to begin the show with, and that is Aging Younger has launched the first part of our presence on Amazon. And if you find us on Facebook or Instagram, you'll see that we put out a promo code because we are offering our valued network, our valued listeners, our valued clients, a 10% discount, prime shipping here within the continental U.S. of A. If you find our link to Amazon.com and find that promo code, which is running through the middle of January. So happy holidays from Aging Younger.
Welcome to Aging Younger. I'm David Tippy. Why do many people want to die early with their poor choices? Now, the bad news is for the people who consume artificial sweeteners, and that is products used as substitutes for the originally poisonous sugar are also poisonous to good bacteria. A study has found sugar is sweet and basically makes everything taste better, right? If you're one of the many people who have try to cut back on sugar, you know how difficult it can be. The taste causes us to become addicted to it due to the powerful effects sugar has on our brain. It can be thought of like a drug in that it functions similarly to how actual drugs like heroin and cocaine do. It has no nutritional value and lacks any essential proteins, minerals, and vitamins. Sugar is one of the worst and most toxic ingredients in the Western diet. It can have harmful effects on our metabolism and contribute to the development of numerous serious health conditions and diseases. Artificial sweeteners can change the mix of bacteria in the gut called the microbiome, causing some bacteria to die off and others to fill that void called overgrowth, candida.
Research shows that artificial sweeteners alter the microbiome and can kill off the good bacteria in our gut. We now have a whole new respect and an entirely new understanding of how important a healthy gut flora is for our overall health, extending from immunity to acne to your mood and mental health. Ghrelin is a hormone produced in the gut. It is often termed the hunger hormone. Ghrelin will go down due to a signal sent to the brain by the microbe, the Helicobacter pylori, known as the H. pylori. And when the body does not have H. pylori, it is due to taking antibiotics or consuming red meat that has been injected with antibiotics. That's why we like our grass-fed beef. The Helicobacter pylori is a bacterium that is commonly found in the stomach. It is present in approximately one half of the world's population. Now, the vast majority of people infected with H. pylori will have no symptoms and will never develop problems. On the flip side, H. pylori is capable of causing a number of digestive problems, including ulcers, and much less commonly, the stomach cancer.
H. pylori is probably spread by consuming food or water contaminated with the fecal matter. The bad bacteria infect the protective tissue that lines the stomach. This leads to the release of certain enzymes and toxins and activation of the immune system. Together, these bad bug factors may directly or indirectly injure the cells of the stomach or the duodenum. The bad bugs, also called candida, causes chronic inflammation in the walls of the stomach and gastritis or duodenum and duodenitis. Now, candida takes over and hijacks your vagus nerve, which connects gut to the brain, and they send the signal to eat the foods that they want, which can keep growing the bad bugs in huge numbers. Foods such as sugar, refined carbs, processed foods, and saturated fats.
The vagus nerve is part of the parasympathetic system and dubbed the rest and digest system. Isn't that cute? Rest and digest. Although there are numerous other nerves in this system, this one reaches the majority of the body's organs. All the things that make humans fat are, guess what, folks, bad bugs. Give yourself good bugs and proper nutritional support, and then the bad bugs, well, they just kind of disappear and go away. You can accomplish this by taking our Rejuvenous pre and probiotic. This capsule has, along with the good microbes, the probiotics, the prebiotics are the pathway for the good. So the capsule contains both pre and probiotics. Now, these good microbes taken in the same capsule are beneficial for the good bacteria, which is known as natural flora. Taking probiotics by themselves is like painting trees without giving them any water or fertilizer. Did I say painting? I'm off.
Yeah, like
it's planting. It's like planting a tree without giving them fertilizer or water. Remember, prebiotics create the pathway for the probiotics and help increase the bifidobacteria, which are the most important good microbes. And these are the good microbes that stimulate the immune system and increase resistance to infection and diarrhea and enhance overall gut health.
You can help your system be healthier by eliminating the food that contains lectin that cause leaky gut and skin problems as well as joint aches. Replace tomatoes, for instance, with leafy greens, fish, and extra virgin olive oil, an animal protein that has not been injected with the antibiotics. Other high lectin foods are cashews that act like beans and attack the skin, and peanuts, which can cause colon cancer. Other high lectin foods are eggplants, potatoes, peppers, and members of the nightshade family, the beans. Dark chocolate is good for restoring flexibility to arteries and preventing white blood cells from sticking to the walls of the blood vessels. The cocoa in the dark chocolate also reduces the levels of bad cholesterol, the LDL, and raises the levels of the good cholesterol, HDL.
Don't wait for the future. Build the future now. Extend life and happiness by putting toxic chemicals in the past permanently, and you will stay healthy longer and resist disease longer. And guess what, folks? Live longer and age younger. So again, we go back to our favorite saying, and that is choice matters. Pollution that you expose yourself to on a regular basis is a direct attack on your future. Of particular concern are chemicals known or suspected to be carcinogenic. Even green alternatives can contain harmful ingredients. It is unfortunate, but the term green and natural are really nothing more than marketing hype terms, and they do not automatically equate to safety. Moreover, many ingredients do not even have to be listed on the label in the first place, which makes it even more difficult to determine what you are being exposed to.
Politics are involved in everything these days. The manufacturers have conveniently lobbied the government to exempt them from this labeling requirement so they can purposely omit any ingredient that is considered a secret formula from its label. Not surprisingly, many of these non-disclosed ingredients are actually very toxic for the body. Most people are not aware of the dangers of the chemical toxins which exist in the cleaning products which they choose to buy and store. A quick example is when the chemicals in the common household products such as the cleaning sprays and the laundry detergents and those nice-smelling little dryer cloths, which are to make your clothes smell good, when the toxins in these nice-smelling little papers hit your skin and lungs, they go directly into the bloodstream, bypassing your liver and kidneys, which you are purposefully bypassing due to one of your poor choices in using them in the first place. All of these toxins are forcing your body to approach things like dementia and cancer in your future.
Oh, how quick chemicals can work. Just one application of a typical household cleaner can leave dangerous chemicals lingering in your indoor air for hours on end. These chemicals by themselves are considered lethal, and they are extremely irritating to your skin, eyes, and lungs by themselves, and can be even more lethal if mixed with other chemicals, as some people claiming to be cleaning experts tend to do. Toxic chemicals, or phthalates, are everywhere, and a tidal wave of new research has documented their wide-ranging negative health impacts. Phthalates are the choice for synthetic fragrances, like in the Smell Good sheets you put in the dryer that David just talked about. Phthalates are a family of chemicals used in plastics and many other products.
Manufacturers argue that in small amounts, these toxic ingredients aren't likely to be a problem. But when we are exposed to them routinely and in combinations have not been studied, it is impossible to accurately gauge the risk. While a few products cause immediate reaction from acute exposure, headaches from fumes, and skin burns from accidental contact, different problems arise with repeated contact. Chronic exposure adds to the body's toxic burden. The number of chemicals stored in its tissues at a given time, phthalates, are known endocrine disruptors. Unlike the digestive system, the skin has no safeguards against toxins.
Bacteria are good and they are bad. Digestive tract create the human microbiome in the gastrointestinal tract and a molecule made up of sugar and a protein called GC protein-derived macrophage activating factor, or simply stated GCMAF. That's a mouthful. Bacteria are the oldest living organisms on our planet. As simple single-celled microorganisms, they absorb nutrients from their environment, grow until they have doubled in size, then they divide. They have only one long strand of DNA that encodes all of their traits and, yes, their genetic functions. When they divide, this strand is replicated. Given a nutrient-rich environment, Bacteria can multiply very rapidly to large numbers. Most people know that their digestive tract is home to what are commonly referred to as friendly bacteria. The actual number is over, believe it or not, 100 trillion bacteria, including other symbiotic microbes. Counting the gut, the bacteria in anatomical cavities, such as our sinuses, and then the large numbers on our skin, these microbes outnumber human cells by a factor of 10 to 1.
Even more striking is that the microbial genes of these human microbiome, as renamed by the National Institutes of Health in 2007, outnumber human genes by a factor of 100 to 1. Since all life is carried out by genetic information, these amazing statistics beg the question, are we more bacterial than we are human? The biomass of the human microbiome actually outweighs the human liver, as previously unsuspected functions of the human microbiome are being discovered. Scientists are now speaking of it as the body's forgotten organ. Unlike drugs, the strictly anatomical understanding of what and where an organ is located, the human microbiome is disseminated. The word refers to the amazing fact that microbes occupy every square millimeter of our skin. They live in all of the nooks and crannies of our body, sinuses, vagina, ears, canals, as well as the entire surface area of our gastrointestinal tract, which is estimated to be equal to that of 2 tennis courts. The evolving picture of the human microbiome is challenging our antiquated ideas of the location and origins of various diseases and disorders. For instance, neurological brain-based disorders such as depression, autism, may very well have their true root origins in the gut. Science now knows that there are more neuronal cells in the GI tract than in the human brain, making the gut a kind of second brain. These second brain neurons are tightly wired to the first brain.
All neuronal cells talk to one another through the production of chemical messages known as the neurotransmitters, such as serotonin and dopamine. The big discovery here is that the microorganisms in our gut also make these neurotransmitters. During times of stress, our gut bacteria may be talking to our first brains through the neurons located in the lining of the GI tract. Anxiety may indeed be a gut feeling coming from the human microbiome. Very interesting fact. Our Rejuvenous Super Pre and Probiotic have our suggested action plan. Now, the Nobel laureate, the name is very difficult, so I hope I do this person justice, Ilya Mekhanov, in the early 1900s, reported on the enhanced health effects and improved longevity of those consuming fermented milk products. Why? Because these bacteria were found to be working symbiotically for us instead of against us. The terminology of probiotic was introduced by D.M. Lilly and R.H. Stilwell in 1965, not so long ago. Our Rejuvenous Super Pre and Probiotics combination promotes healthy bacteria in the gut. Antibiotics, on the other hand, are pharmaceutical chemicals used to kill disease-causing bacteria. However, they kill the healthy microbiome as well. Because the gut is considered to be the largest organ of the immune system, it is not surprising that probiotics are associated with better immune function. How do good bacteria in the gut help our immunity? And David's going to answer that.
The defense linebacker of the cellular immune system is the macrophage. The macrophage, these Pac-Men cells, not only gobble up invading viruses and bacteria, they generally direct the other elements and various cell types in a synchronized immune defense. There are two branches of the immune system in which the macrophage functions: the innate non-specific immune disease and defense, and the adaptive special immune defense mechanisms. Macrophages are themselves signal directed. The signal that activates macrophages and subsequently the whole immune response is a glycoprotein, a molecule made up of a body sugar, glucose, and a protein called GC protein-derived macrophage activating factor. The abbreviation of this long name is GCMAF. Scientists have shown that the immune system can be fully invigorated to destroy cancer cells on its own without the need for chemotherapy and radiation when the body is promoted correctly to produce these disease-fighting called GC protein-derived macrophage activating factor, or the abbreviation GCMAF. It is said that GCMAF empowers your body to cure itself. Just a note to the FDA, see, we said we were not going to say that we treat or cure anyone. We only suggest. Okay, moving right along, in a healthy person, your own GCMAF has 11 actions discovered so far, including 2 on cells and 3 excellent effects on the brain and 6 on cancer. GCMAF is a director of your immune system, and GCMAF serves as an energized mechanism for macrophages to target and eliminate cancer cells. When GCMAF was discovered to be the number one cancer cure, several doctors, including the first who discovered the cure, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, MD, a Florida doctor who was found floating dead in the river. His sudden death was immediately ruled a suicide, even though he had a gunshot wound to the chest, suggesting he was murdered. Moreover, Dr. Bradstreet's suicide, quote, was just one of about 7 others that occurred around the same time and all within the holistic healing community researching the GCMAF.
Now, the world knows that the drug-producing industry make billions of dollars from their so-called cancer treatments, chemotherapy and radiation, which have been proven to actually cause cancer. Could the creation of a real cancer cure be the enemy of the drug-producing industry? That's our question that we pose to you. So, as we keep on going, the important precursor to the GC protein-derived macrophage-activating factor is the GC, which is a big protein that has 458 amino acids containing 3 domains. Remember, amino acids are proteins. The first domain of GC binds vitamin D. For this reason, GC is sometimes called vitamin D binding protein. There is a small sugar attached on the threonine amino acid at position 420 of the GC. This makes position 420 glycosylated, which is an enzymatic process. This is one of the major reasons why we suggest to our clients to take our Rejuvenous Vitamin D3 two times a day and to get as much exposure to the early morning UVB sun rays as possible by walking in that sunlight with minimal amount of clothing to allow as much skin exposure to the sun that's possible. One of the reasons, in our humble opinion, is that people who live in the areas of the world that have very little sunlight have a very elevated level of cancer in that population, because they are missing this UVB sun ray. Remember, the GCMAF, which is the GC protein-derived macrophage-activating factor, I like to say it, and that's why I keep repeating it, is a protein produced by the modification of vitamin D-binding protein. Important, folks, when injury, inflammation, or any immune challenge is detected in the body, the sugar at position 420 is then deglycosylated by the enzymes produced by the B and T lymphocytes. The result is the conversion of GC into GCMAF, one of the most powerful activators of the entire immune system discovered to date.
Lymphocytes are a type of white blood cell that helps your body's immune system fight off an infection. Lymphocytes are divided into T cells, B cells, and natural killer cells. Now, B cells produce antibodies that attack invading viruses, bacteria, and toxins, while T cells attack your own cells that have become compromised. Since lymphocytes help attack an infection, they decrease in number if you've been ill or have an exhausted system. Now, common causes of low lymphocytes include viral infections, poor nutrition, stress, chemotherapy, and the use of corticosteroids. Whatever the cause, you can help your immune system by making changes to your diet and lifestyle to increase lymphocytes. Suggestions for eating to produce lymphocytes are lean protein and making certain that the red meat is grass-fed and that the fish are not farm-raised, but wild-caught. Then some choices would be non-GMO-fed turkey, chicken, and wild salmon, shellfish, real cottage cheese, and egg whites. Avoid foods that are high in saturated and trans fats. Eat foods that contain beta carotene. Eat foods that contain zinc. Season your food with the garlic and eat raw garlic when you can. Take our Rejuvenous vitamins twice every breakfast and evening dinner, Rejuvenous Super Pre and Probiotics, Rejuvenous CoQ10, Rejuvenous Selenium, Rejuvenous Vitamin D, Omega 3, Krill Gel, and the list goes on. Please see our website, agingyounger.net.
I want to take the last minute of our airtime to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Healthy New Year. We will not be on the air next We will be on because it's after Christmas. But everybody, healthy, happy, Merry Christmas. And I want to thank all of our loyal listeners for being there for us, making us number one. Check out our promo going on Amazon for our launch of our skincare products. Our supplements are going to be following in hopefully Q1 of 2019. Until then, I want to say have a healthy Aging Younger week, and God bless you all.
David and Stephanie truly hope you enjoyed today's podcast and learned a lot of excellent information about how to stay healthy naturally. Like the old adage says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And with the information you've learned today, you can put prevention to work for you right now. By the way, if you want one-on-one help and advice from Stephanie and David, you can call them at 954-742-4430 or visit their website at www.agingyounger.net today. Thanks for joining us on Aging Younger Radio. Here's to your health, naturally.